Hare Krishna. I would like to extend my very sincere gratitude to all of you for coming this evening to participate in this Nam Sankirtan festival. My special thanks to Bamsidhar Prabhu, Janavapriya Mataji, for making these extraordinary arrangements for us to very pleasingly make progress toward the ultimate goal of life. This is the very special quality of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nithai gaura chandra tab avatara sarasiromani kevala ananda kanda. Today we are welcoming the deities, murtis of Gaur Nithai, into the home of Bamsidhar Prabhu and Janavapriya Mataji. Why Gaur Nithai? This is a very important question. Our Guru Maharaj, he recommended with great emphasis that the most important deities for people to worship in their homes were Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And we should understand this principle very carefully, because the deeper we go into the subject matter, the more sublime our life becomes. Paramakaruna pahundui jana nithai gaura chandra. These two brothers, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they are parama karuna. They are supremely kind to all living beings without discrimination of one's qualification or disqualifications. Tava avatar sarasiromani. They are the essence of all incarnations of the Lord. Thakur Narottam has prayed, Brajendra Nandana Je Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nithai. That the son of Sri Nanda, Krishna, has descended in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi. And Balaram, the very embodiment of spiritual strength and compassion, has descended in Ekachakragram as the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. The name is Nityananda Prabhu. And the process in which Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda give to the people in this degraded age of Kali is simply joyful. There is no spiritual system that is so joyfully performed than that of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. We see in various religious institutions of the world, all real religions are teaching essentially how to follow the laws of God through morality, ethics, and honesty as a fundamental principle. How to understand our true identity as eternal souls of apart from this physical body, which is temporary and subject to death. teaches us how to live our life in a spirit of servitude to God. And through such a practice of focusing, meditating on God through prayer, through ritual, through worship, through chanting God's names, we become liberated. Liberated from sufferings. Liberated from death. Liberated from all sinful reactions. But the ultimate culmination is through practice in true spirituality. Awakening from in our heart is love of God. Ecstatic love of God. But most religions, as they are taught and practiced in this age of Kali, are hardly teaching even moral principles and a conception of who we really are apart from this body and some sense of liberation and a little understanding of what it means to love God. And the process. Sometimes we see various forms of the Lord with weapons in very powerful spirits. Or just people just bowing down again and again and again in the direction of a holy place. Or the Savior hanging from the cross. They are all sacrificing for the purpose of elevating people's consciousness toward God. And we honor them all. But in the temple of Gor Nitai, we see the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the source of everything that exists, the father and mother of all living entities. He's in the temple, smiling, with his arms raised, along with the Nityananda Prabhu, dancing in jubilation, chanting the holy names. And what is the process of self-realization that they are teaching? To enter into their dance, to dance with them, to chant with them, to offer them wonderful, wonderful bhoga, and then feast on their prasad. Kevala Anandakanda, chanting, dancing, and feasting. It is simply joyful. And it is not an ordinary realization of God that they are giving. They are giving the Purushartha Siromani, the crest jewel of all spiritual goals. They tell us to kick out all sub-religious principles. Artha, Dhamma, Kama, and even Moksha. They are simply giving Ananda, Bhakti, ecstatic love. By their causeless mercy. And what is required? Just that we learn to chant the holy names and be happy and give this happiness to others. Yes, in previous ages, people would go to a secluded place and sit in meditation practically their whole life in fixed concentration, performing severe austerities. There may be a few people in this age of Kali, a few out of billions, that even consider performing such austerities. But what about everyone else? Therefore, the dispensation of mercy that the Supreme Absolute Truth is offering to human society in this age of Kali is simply wonderful. It is extraordinary. What is eternally taking place in the spiritual world, in the paravyoma, beyond this material cosmos. Ecstatic singing and dancing for all eternity. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descends to this world, the spiritual world descends with him. And essentially, the holy name of Krishna, the process of Sankirtan, chanting the holy names in jubilation, descends along with the Lord, and this is what the Lord is offering to the world. He's giving us direct entrance into the pastimes of the spiritual world, singing the glories of Radha and Krishna in great happiness. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam declares, Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sangopanga Shaparashanam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, if you have good intelligence, what will you do? You will worship the Supreme Lord, who has descended in many avatars in the past, but now has come with magnanimity, with a sense of mercy, with a sense of compassion that no other avatar has ever manifested. Now, does that mean Lord Chaitanya is more merciful than Krishna or Ram? The same one supreme person. How could we say one is more merciful than the other if they're the same person? But Lord, that one Lord manifests a degree of compassion, a degree of magnanimous kindness and love to an extent that he has never revealed in any other incarnation. That is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And such a joyful process, such a happy process. It is described that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in Navadvip Dham, he and Lord Nityananda Prabhu would rise very early in the morning, just as the sun was rising. They would be dancing through the roadways of Srinavadvip. They would greet the heralding rising sun with the loud chanting of the holy names. And the mridangas would be playing very sweet sounds. Not just booming and banging, but sweet sounds. And the kartals were chiming. And in harmony with the beat of the mridangas and the chiming of the kartals, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden complexion was shimmering in transcendental ecstasy, as his throat emitted the sweet sounds of Radha and Krishna's holy names. And then he would call out to the people. Now, although it appeared historically that he was calling out to the people of Navadvip, in fact, he was calling out to all people in all of the creation. He was calling out to you and to me. With great compassion, with tears of love for us in his eyes. My dear brothers and sisters, you spend your nights wasted in dreaming and sleeping, and you spend your days uselessly decorating your dead bodies. It is a reality. intelligence is how we utilize our time in this very, very rare human birth. This body is dead. It always is. It always will be. And it always was, as long as it existed. What is life? Life is not this body. Life is the soul. Life is the Jivatma's presence that animates this body, gives consciousness to this body. A car appears to be alive when there's a driver making it move. But as soon as the driver leaves the car is dead. The car's always been dead. It's the driver that is alive. When the soul is within this body, the body could see, it could feel, it could touch, it could taste, it could hear, it could love, it could think. It could move in so many ways. But at the time of death, it is simply a body without a soul. You have attained this rare human life, Lord Chaitanya would say. Why are you wasting this greatest of all benedictions? The human life is the opportunity for self-realization. Brahma Sutra declares in the invocation, Atato Brahma Jigyasa, that now you have attained this very rare human life. It is meant to question, what is our goal? What is self-realization? After all, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is available to the lower species. The animals are simply living to try to enjoy with their bodies and minds, try to maintain some sense of security for themselves, for their family members. The special feature of this human life is we have such a developed state of consciousness, we could realize God. We could realize our eternal nature. We could realize the unlimited pleasure that we are always longing and searching for. That is the exclusive purpose of human life. To taste nectar. To immerse ourselves in eternal ecstasy. And how do we do that?
Tapo divya putraka yena satvam.
Through tapasya. Tapasya means undergoing the difficulties of saying no to those activities, thoughts, and words that are detrimental to spiritual progress. To be willing to have the heart and the courage and the inner strength and devotion to say no. Why? Why should we waste this valuable opportunity just being a slave of our mind, our senses, and the minds and senses of so many crazy people within the society around us. Human life is meant for freedom, not slavery to illusion. So we must say no. Without controlling the mind and senses, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, there is no question of spiritual life. There is no question of yoga. Today in the world, and India, there are so many cheap teachers teaching such cheap ideologies. No need to control your mind. No need to control your senses. No need to change your life. Just sprinkle a little yoga on it and you'll attain perfection. But there has never been any scripture any acharya or any saint who has ever spoken this in the past. Not proper. Krishna tells in Gita, there is no question of yoga without controlling mind and senses. But how to control the mind and senses? We have to say no. We have to say no to those things that are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And we must say yes to those things that are favorable. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda has made those favorable activities for Krishna consciousness so wonderful. Coming together with wonderful people to hear wonderful subject matter. People go to the cinema to see all sorts of other type of subject matters. People go to parties to just take intoxications and speak all gossip subject matters. But to hear the wonderful, purifying, nectarine Ganges, waters of the glories of Krishna, is simply wonderful. And to associate with wonderful people who are all trying to serve each other, who are all trying to love each other, who are all trying to bring each other closer to God. And to go to yatras, to wonderful holy places, and discover new horizons of transcendental subject matters. And to dance together, and to sing even beautiful melodies, which purify our heart, because they are the all nectarine attractive names of God. This is the process. Kevala Ananda Kanda. This path is joyful. But we're so fallen. We're so ungrateful that even this path is difficult. Can you imagine following another actual bona fide path? Tremble at the thought. The paths that may give you a little sprinkle of peace and a little sprinkle of sanity in your life, they may be easy too. But we're speaking of the path that will actually take you beyond the horizons of material bondage and to the platform of ecstatic spiritual love, which is everlasting. It's very simple. It may appear difficult to us, but it's very simple. It's millions of times more simple than any other real path. Yes? This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana paryupashate tesham nityabhayuktanam yogakshemam vaham yaham. And if we're just sincere to try honestly, Krishna will help us. Krishna will give us the strength. Krishna will give us the power to perfect our lives. So this was Lord Chaitanya's message. Don't you care for this precious gift of human life? If you do not worship the darling of Mother Yashoda now, then sorrow awaits you at the time of death. And we do not know when death will strike. Some years ago, we had a program in a beautiful garden, something like this, not quite as big. And there were many people. It was wonderful trees and charming lighting. It was moonlight and stars were shining. And we had nice kirtan and nice katha and very nice prasad. It was like a heavenly planet. No, it was like the spiritual world. And then when we were driving home, we realized there were communal riots all over Bombay. And there were cars on fire, and there were logs on the side of the street, and there were people being murdered with knives, and there were bombs, and there was military with gigantic weaponry trying to keep the peace amongst the people. It was hell. We didn't know if we'd make it to the temple alive. We saw dead bodies. We saw burning cars. There was smoke everywhere. There were people murdering each other by the hundreds. And while it was all going on, we were in a nice little garden, just singing and dancing and eating prasad. But as soon as we left the garden, we realized what's happening. Hare Krishna. So yes, we do not know in this world what will happen next. Therefore, we should always stay in this garden. We should always stay within the spiritual world, within our heart. Krishna tells, Tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti mad bhakta, that wherever my devotees are chanting my names, I will always be in that place. That is the spiritual world. If we live or if we die chanting God's name, we are in the spiritual world. Therefore, why not be safe? People are working so hard to afford insurance policies. Yes? Life insurance policies, health insurance policies, fire insurance policies, automobile insurance policies. People, for their occupation, they have to get insurance policies to cover their place of business. For what purpose? To have a sense of security. In case something happens that's not expected, there's some stability in our lives. Yes? But those types of insurance policies that you're paying so much of your hard-earned money for cannot help you at the time of death. May be able to help a few people who you leave behind. And usually what happens in this world is whatever you leave behind with your insurance policies to your children, they oftentimes end up becoming enemies fighting over who it belongs to. Yes? It's Kali Yuga. Quarrel and hypocrisy. But the greatest insurance is to know that in life or in death, I'm always with God. I'm in the most safe position. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I have seen and considered all the 14 worlds, and as far as I am concerned, there's only one safe place where the devotees are lovingly united, chanting the holy names. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Why then do you remain idle and not serve the Lord of the heart? You should understand this essential fact. Life is temporary and filled with various kinds of miseries. Therefore, carefully take shelter of the holy name and remain always engaged in the Lord's service as your eternal occupation. To chant the names of the Lord and just to be in the mood of the servant of the Lord and the servant of the devotees of the Lord and the servant of the common people by bestowing compassion of the Lord. That is life. That is human life. And that is the absolute sure path to spiritual perfection. Desiring to bless all living entities, this sweet name of Krishna has descended to this material universe and shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught that the prime benediction for all humanity is this chanting of God's names. Why? Because, as is explained here, this sweet sound of the name Krishna has descended from the spiritual world into this material world like the sun in the sky of our heart to dispel all the darkness of ignorance, to illuminate us, to enlighten us to our true nature. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. Krishna consciousness is the original natural state of every living being. To know God and to love God, that is who we are and what we are. That is Sanatana Dharma, our eternal occupation. Everything else is a dream. It is an illusion. It is a darkness of ignorance. And how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, with such divine humility, has called upon even the most fallen souls to accept this most precious gift. We know when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu were dancing in the early mornings in Navadvip Dham. They were going house to house, door to door, bathing ghat to bathing ghat, marketplace to marketplace with raised arms, beautiful loving smiles on their faces and tears of compassion in their eyes, begging, my brother, my sister, please don't waste this valuable human life. Take the name of Krishna. It's the greatest treasure, the supreme wealth. Krishna's your mother. Krishna's your father. Krishna's a treasure of your life. Krishna is your life and soul. Just take the name of Krishna and be happy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled through the Jharikhanda forest and even appealed to the wild, dangerous animals. Tiger sleeping on the path. Now, tigers are dangerous, especially Bengali tigers. Nobody wants to see a wild, uncaged tiger on the path before them. But this tiger happened to be sleeping. So, most of us would think, let a sleeping tiger sleep. But Mahaprabhu is thinking, let this sleeping tiger wake up. And he went right up to the tiger and put his foot right on the tiger's face. Yes. And said, rise and chant the holy names of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, just the love of his heart, caused the holy name to penetrate into that, through that tiger's ears. And that sound vibration went right to the core of his heart and awakened the sleeping condition of that tiger's soul. That was the power of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Yes? Just like if a weak person shoots an arrow, it hits somebody and bounces off. Hardly scratches them. If a stronger person shoots an arrow, then it hits you and you may need a band-aid after. If a stronger person, then it may pierce you and you somehow or other pull it out and go on with your life. But if a very, very powerful person shoots that arrow, goes right to the core of your heart. Yes? So when we chant the name of the Lord, people say, what are you doing? Get out of here. Why are you bothering me with all this loud noise? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went right up to that tiger, put his foot right on his head and in his face, and said, tiger, chant Hare Krishna. And because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of his love, because of his compassion, the weapon of the holy name, That was his weapon. Ramchandra had bow and arrow. Krishna had chakra. Nrsingadev, he had his claws. Varaha, he had his tusk. But Mahaprabhu's weapon was the holy name. But how expert he was at releasing that name. What is the power he had? His love, his compassion. Because he chanted the name with such deep, unlimited love for this tiger. That name just, Hare Krishna. It just pierced right through that tiger's ears, went right into his mind, into his heart, pierced through his entire heart, went right through his intelligence, pierced through his entire ego, and tigers have really big egos, and went right to his soul, the sleeping soul, and woke it up. And the tiger just leaped in the air, raised his arms and roared, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tears pouring out of his eyes. Did you ever see a crying tiger? All of his hair standing on end. Limbs trembling. Voice faltering. Screaming out the names of Krishna in ecstasy. He was in such an intoxicated spiritual state, he forgot he was even a tiger. He forgot he was supposed to be the king of the beasts and making... He became a compassionate, humble Vaishnav. Trinarapi sunichena taror ivasihishnana. He became humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, respectful to all living beings, not expecting any respect for himself. In this way, the tiger attained the perfection of life within a moment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu carried on. As he was going on, he was attracting so many. There were so many tigers following him and so many deers following him. Tigers and deers are bitter enemies, traditionally. Yes? Just like the Israelis and the Palestinians, you know, they're very much traditionally enemies. So in this world, there are many types of people who are just generations and generations. They're just natural enemies of each other. Well, tigers and deers. Tigers eat deers. And deers hide from tigers and do anything to get away from a tiger. And if there was anything a deer could do to destroy a tiger, they would do it. Yes, but they don't know much. So here they are. The deers forgot they were deers. The tigers forgot they were tigers. They only were focused on Lord Chaitanya's beautiful, glimmering, golden form, dancing in the forest, loudly emitting the holy names. That intoxicated, infatuated their minds so much that the tigers and the deers were right next to each other, just following Lord Chaitanya. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just turned to all of them and proclaimed, chant Hare Krishna, chant Hari Hari. And what happened? The tiger started dancing and chanting. The deer started chanting and dancing. And these two species that are historically, traditionally, and hereditarily enemies, they forgot all their material conceptions. Because all disharmony, all anxiety, is only due to one thing. Ahankar. False ego. I think I'm this body. I think I'm the enjoyer. And you think you're this body. And you think you're their enjoyer. And if somehow or other, there's something between us that is disturbing the other person, there's conflict. But the tigers and the deers, They became so intoxicated in chanting the holy names of the Lord that they awaken love for Krishna. And when you love Krishna, you love every part of Krishna. There's no question of enemies. Krishna says in Gita, for a self-realized soul doesn't see in terms of friends and enemies, only sees the soul. Pandita samadarshana. Only loves the soul. So the tigers and the deers began to perform Nam Sankirtan of loudly crying out in the forests of Jayakanda the holy names. Much, much louder than that. Spontaneously, the tiger put his arms around the deer's and embraced. And the deer reciprocated in complete trust. Complete trust in the love of the tiger. The deer embraced the tiger. Now that's faith. Yes? Would you embrace a tiger? And you're not even a deer. All your relatives have not been eaten by tigers. Deers have. The deer had such complete faith in the tiger that it embraced it. Because the tiger loved the deer, and the deer loved the tiger. And as the kirtan was going on, they were loudly chanting and embracing, and Mahaprabhu was watching all this, and they became so intimate in their relationship with each other, the tiger and the deers were kissing each other. Now that's not something we are supposed to do during kirtan. But if we're on that platform, then, I don't know, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, we never see that in them. But in the animals, they were kissing. Hare Krishna. The name of the Lord, the supreme of all weapons, penetrated their hearts so deeply that the greatest conflict, the greatest enemies, was resolved. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He saw wild elephants drinking water in a lake and splashed them right in the eyes and in the face with water and said, "Chant Hari Hari." And the elephant started chanting, "Hari, Hari, 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 Hari." And they were chanting. Soon their limbs were trembling. They were rolling in the ground. They were weeping tears like flowing rivers. They were in ecstasy. They forgot they were elephants. They were pure spirit souls. This is the kindness of Lord Chaitanya. So please, take this wonderful benediction seriously. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day is lost. And a day in life of human being is so precious. There's no wealth that can compare to the amount of time we have to live. And wasted moment is a tragic loss that could never be repaid, never be reclaimed. So today, Vamsidhar and Janavapriya, out of their gracious and wonderful devotion, have called all of us together, perhaps 1,000 or more devotees, to come to serve us, to receive our blessings, to worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. The most appropriate, suitable ishtadevs in this age of Kali. And Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are so compassionate, they will not even accept offenses that we make. Others, we have to pay for our offenses. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda has appeared here in Bashi, in these beautiful forms, to invite us into their eternal dance of love. The sweetest, most beautiful process of self-realization. The eternal activity or lila of the spiritual world. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by His infinite kindness upon all living beings, He installed hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Gornitai deities all over the world. I was talking to one person in Africa. They were traveling, and they went to a village of people who were considered to be totally in the jungles of uncivilized societies. But they were just living in straw huts, deep, deep in jungles with wild animals. People practically didn't have any clothes on, carrying spears. But he found, the head of the village was so happy to see the devotee. Oh, come, come, we're so glad to see you. You are devotees, you are Krishna's devotees. Brought him into his shack, and there were Gornitai deities. So we all come together every night and chant the holy names. There are places in Russia which are literally on the shore of the Arctic Ocean. It's like Bombay, you're on the shore of the Arabian Sea. Have you ever been to the Arctic Ocean? That's where penguins and polar bears are most frequently performing their occupational duties. Arctic Ocean, so cold, immensely cold. And in the winter, the sun never rises. And in the summer, the sun never sets. Hare Krishna. Yes? Very, very difficult place. In the winter, the sun really never rises. It just, at noon, it just gets a little bit light out. Little hint of lightness. And then by 1 or 2 o'clock, it's pitch dark again. In the afternoon. And yet, in that area, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people worshipping Gornitai, so many Gornitai deities, and chanting the holy names. In Australia, all over Africa. Recently, some people came to our temple from Iran, from Iraq, from Dubai, from Saudi Arabia. There's people worshipping Gornitai and chanting the holy names of Krishna all over America and Canada and South America. That's Prabhupada's power of love. Calling people back home to our original land of freedom and joy. So by Prabhupada's grace, Bamsidhar Prabhu, Janava Priya Mataji have received the mercy of Gornitai. They have brought there tonight, installing them and bringing them into their homes. Such a wonderful example. And they know the secret of what pleases Gornitai the most. to chant the holy names, to serve the Vaishnavas, and to be compassionate to other living beings. And therefore, to make them happy on this wonderful occasion of bringing them to their home, they're instruments of their mercy. They've invited 1,000 people in this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, charming garden. So that the devotees are pleased, the guests and the neighbors are enlightened, and everybody united feels the happiness of real spiritual life by hearing Lord Chaitanya's message, by chanting the holy names, by dancing, and by taking prasad. In giving Krishna consciousness to others, we receive. Lord Chaitanya said, I have come as a gardener, and I brought innumerable fruits of love of God, and I want my devotees to help me to distribute these fruits of love of God. So we are very pleased, we are very proud, we are very grateful to see the example of this wonderful family. They're really doing the best service to Lord Gornitai by helping to distribute the fruits of love of God to all of us tonight. Very sincere, very exemplary, very hardworking, very humble. We are here because of their love. And I thank them very much. Let us all very, very sincerely thank Bamsidhar Prabhu, Janava Priya Mataji for arranging this beautiful program. And another thing I have to say, because my heart is promoting this subject matter, that it is Bamsidhar Prabhu and Janava Priya Mataji who immediately volunteered to pay all the expenses for Lalita and Vishakha to manifest themselves and all the transportation costs for them to come to Bombay. And tomorrow will be the beginning, the Adivas of the installation of Lalita and Vishakha at Radha Gopinath Temple in Chopati. And at the same time as ordering these deities of Lalita Vishakha, he also arranged for Gornitai to manifest. So it is very, very wonderful. We're very thankful to you. And very, very grateful to everyone who has attended this wonderful satsang this evening. Thank you very much. The names of these deities will be Nitai Gaur Hari.